If I asked you to imagine, to speculate, to consider even for a moment, what would be hanging on the wall, a message that was intended to inspire all of the Talmidim, and therefore it was hanging on the wall, or I think it may be, according to different historical records, maybe on the outside door, of the famed Talmud Torah of Kelm. What would you imagine that would be? The Talmud Torah of Kelm, one of the most famous, most successful Batei Medrash in the world of Musar, founded and led initially by one of the premier students of Yisrael Salanter, Rav Simcha Zissel Ziv, known as the Alter of Kelm. And it was an incredibly intense makom of Avodas Hashem. It produced many wonderful Erlucha Ba'ali Musar and Balabatim, which he was very into, people who knew how to be Osek B'Torah and Yerushamayim, but also in the business world and working, but also was an incubator for some of the greatest rabbinic leaders of the following generation. Just to list among his most famous Talmidim, Rabbi Yerucham Levovitz, the Alter of Slobodka. So if the Alter of Slobodka or Slobodka is known as the Eim HaYeshivot, so the Talmud Torah of Kelm was the grandmother of all yeshivot. Rav Reuven Dessler, the father of Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler. This was an intense, serious place. And there was a minhag in the yeshiva, in the Talmud Torah, that all of Elul, every year, the altar would hang the same note with the same message. What would you have imagined in such a place of serious and deep Avodas Hashem and Musar and Yerushamayim? What would you have guessed the message would be? I don't know what I would have guessed, but I do know I would be wrong, because I would not have gotten the actual message. And in fact, it is very famous, and we have a record to this day of the actual nusach of this famous note, of this famous petek. And on that, he made a very simple but profound point. If the essence of Elul leading up to Rosh Hashanah is malchius, of coronating Hashem as the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the King of the world, so said the altar, Kasher nisbonein al tokef kiyum hamalucha shel basar v'dam, hura kishavadav kulam kish echad lavodas hamelech, zehu kiyum hamalchus. Says the altar, if we want to imagine, it's so abstract, how are we mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's something beyond our imagination, so we therefore need a human metaphor. Imagine, he says, a human monarch, a human king. Says the altar, if you think about it, what shows the greatness of the king? The people who are unified under his rule, who look at him as the leader. Im chas v'sholom, however, yipol pirud ba'avde hamelech nitak kesher hamalucha. In a certain sense, even in a monarchy, says the altar, the power to some extent does reside with the people. Ein melech below am. Doesn't matter how big the otsar is, how much treasure there is, how many horses he has. If the people aren't willing or coerced, but one way or the other, behind the king, there is no melech. And if they would be disparate, then it's just 1,000 little fiefdoms. It's not an actual melucha. If that's the case, said the altar in very, very famous words that have come ringing down for almost the last almost probably 150 years or so, Im Kain, he wrote, Achtus ha'avodim hu kiyum ha'malchus. If you want to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said the altar of Kelim, the first step is Achtus, unity, brotherhood, getting along with each other. We live in a fantasy world. And in our fantasy world, we have decided that there's this bifurcation and there's a separation between Ben Adam L'Chaveiro and Ben Adam L'Makom. Halavai, we're good at both, but we still see them as separate things. There's being from, and there's being a good person. And some people pay lip service to both, some people genuinely are makbid on both, but rare is the person who understands that fundamentally there's no division at all. Because if you truly love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you truly realize that he's the Melech, then the greatest thing you can do for him, says the Alter of Kelm, is Achtos HaAvadim. There should be Achtos among the Jewish people. That when we get along with each other, what we call Benam L'Chavero, it's a kiyum in Benam L'Makom. It's the greatest kiyum. And said the altar, I won't read it all inside now, but he continues and he says, therefore, what kind of chutzpah would it be, he says, to stand there on Rosh Hashanah on the Yom Narayim and proclaim that Hashem is HaMelech and all the different things that we say, and meanwhile you don't get along with the person in the row behind you. You don't even know the name of the guy in the row in front of you. What kind of Melech is that? What kind of people is that? And therefore we have to realize that, of course, there's so many other layers of our avoda in Aseres Yom HaTshuva, in Elul, in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Yom Narayim. But first and foremost has to begin a process of recommitment, of rededication, of fellowship, of friendship, of achdus with each other. I think it goes more than that as well. We're all praying, hoping, dreaming for a good Gzar Din. Some of us have had wonderful, successful, blessed years. Some of us have had average years. And some of us have had years in this past in which we've struggled. But everyone understands that whatever last year was, there's no guarantee that next year will be as good, let alone better. And therefore, each year, I spoke about this, I think the first year of the shul, that each year is a certain Tchias HaMeisim. We have to be reborn. We start from scratch each year. And we live in a generation, I would say for better or for worse, but it's basically for worse, that runs after skulas. And in that context, we all understand that what skulas means are shortcuts. We run after shortcuts. If there's a skula in the Gemara, and there's a skula in the Rishonim, that's not a shortcut. But most of the stuff that's fashionable now, you will not find too many sources for it. You will find a link on how to donate, but you will not necessarily find an actual source for it. So what is an actual skula? Not in the sense of a shortcut, but something that we can do which can maximize our odds for a successful and a positive Gzar Din. And the answer is there's more than one thing. I'm not going to pretend that there's only one message. But the one that speaks to me now, consistent with the message that we began with, consistent with the purpose of this whole gathering, consistent with us thinking about one of our friends and our neighbors who's going through such a difficult time now, is a skula that is mentioned by a number of Gedole Yisrael, people who are not obscure names you never heard of, that there's a Maisala and you have to have a Munas Chachamim to believe in the Maisala, but people who are known as from the Balei Masorah in Halacha, not just in Machshava. I'll give you just two examples. The Shev Shmaitza. It's Elulzman. The guys have gone back to Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, many in our own community. The Shev Shmaitza, one of the greatest of Lomda Shesvarim. In the Hakdama, who reads Hakdamas? You should. That's where the gold is. In the Hakdama to the Shev Shmaitza, he quotes from a great Italian darshan, Re Muscato. Yes, the same Muscato that the wine company takes from. It's a city in Italy. And Re Muscato was known as one of the great darshanim of that generation, who pointed out something very interesting. We say in general that there's an idea of bittul barov. That's a huge part of Shev Shmaitza, for those who've learned it. But we also say in the context of Yom Narayim, in judgment, that we are nidon based on rov of our actions. The community is judged based on the rov. Are there more veros or more mitzvos? Ad kerekach, the Chazal say, and the Rambam quotes it, that we judge the whole world. Is the world rubo zchuyos or rubo chovos? And the whole world will be dependent on this. Frek Rimuskado quotes the Shev Shmaitza. If we really believe, if Chazal tells us, or the Rambam tells us that the whole world is judged based on Rov Maisa, how have we survived any year, let alone 5,000 years? You know how many Averis there are? You know how many Rishayim there are? How many people are truly doing the right thing? There's clearly more Averis being done in the world at large. So how are we surviving? Is it a joke? So he says something fascinating. And he quotes this based on a Gemara in Zvachim, in the world of Kashrus. He brings it as a metaphor. He says, if you had three different types of Isser that are together, in fact, says the Gemara, even though together they would combine to be a rov, to contaminate, to treif up a particular dish. But if each one of them have a different shame, then the two are mevatel the third. And in the end, each one is mevatel each other. If you're together, so then as long as you don't have the exact same shame of the problem, it's okay. So sederi muskata, something fascinating. Even though everyone has a lot of averus, but you don't necessarily have mine, I don't have necessarily yours. And therefore we all, if we're together, if we have one judgment, if we see each other as brothers, we see each other part of one guf, then we all come together. And in chanami, if you would just add up the cumulative number, maybe it would be a problem. But we don't look at it that way. We add everyone's together. And the truth is that yeah, some people do X, Y, and Z, but most people don't do that. And other people do A, B, C. Other people don't do that. And each one gets picked off. But it only works, says the Shevi Shmaitza, if we view each other as being as part of one judgment. And the Meshe Chachma, I think his Yortzeit was recently, if I'm not mistaken. Me Godel from Mayor Simcha of Dvinsk, one of the greatest Iluyim, Bekiyim, of his or any generation, Meshe Chachma or Sameach, this is not far-fetched drush. A rabbi needed a drusha and he came up with a good idea. It was a fundraising. This is a Remeir Simcha. He says, based on a Gemara in Sota, in the laws of Arla, if you have a tree that's under 3 years old, it's a problem of Arla, but you take off a branch and you graft it, halachically, okay, in a permissible way, to the same species, but you graft it to an older tree, what's the halacha of the fruit growing from the newer, younger branch? In the halacha is that it doesn't have a din of arla anymore. Because the miut is batel to the rov. Therefore, when it was on its own tree, it was a young tree, it was 1 or 2 years, 3 years old, it was still usser. But now this one branch that's producing fruit because it was grafted to an older tree, those peros are permissible. Says Rav Meir Simcha, what do we see from this? Thank you very much. Uziel. Cain hadovuk beklal Yisrael. Nitaher mitumaso betoch klal Yisrael amenu hadvukim b'Hashem tamid. Again, do you hear the words of Rav Meir Simcha? It's unbelievable. Just like the din of Bittul and Arla, Cain hadavuk beklal Yisrael. If you graft yourself to the community, you make yourself part of something larger. Then you are nitaher mitumaso. Maybe you're tameh. Maybe you had an Arla dika year. Maybe if you had to stand in a spotlight by yourself, maybe the judgment wouldn't be so good. So don't stand by yourself. Make yourself part of a community. Graft yourself. Become a necessary, integral component. Become part of that larger tree. Become part of the community, said Rav Meir Simcha. And if you'll do that, Netayr mitumaso betokla Yisrael, hadvukim b'Hashem tamid. The greatest skula for yourself. The greatest skula for your children. The greatest skula for everything you're hoping for in the coming year is to become part of a community, to be an integral part of the community, and therefore be judged together. The beautiful, you know, Baruch Hashem, this past year, many people in the community had simchas. My family was blessed to have a grandchild. There have been bar mitzvahs, there have been births, there have been other simchas, there have been weddings. And Imirtz Hashem, Kein Yirbu, there should even be more next year. And we all know at any time, whether we had a simcha particularly this past year or not, but there's no simcha if you can't share it with friends, if you can't share it in a community. If that's true in the good times, it is al achas kama v'kama true lo aleinu when we're going through tzaris. To go through something alone can be backbreaking. But when you're part of a community, then you're not alone. And people who are genuinely feeling imo anochi b'tzaru, who feel each other's pain, neighbors, friends, fellow mespalim in a shul, that is the greatest nechama and the greatest chizuk you can give someone. And we've mentioned that we've come together today in general to be mechazik ourselves on this notion. And unfortunately, after we planned this event, one of our dearest friends and one of the organizers of the event, his mother is really fighting for her life right now. And aside from davening for her, which we should all do because we care about him and we care about her, we care about every fellow Jew, but we have to feel for the whole family. We have to feel for the children, the grandchildren, everybody. There are friends, there are neighbors. They're part of our community. And I'll just end with the following idea, which has always been so resonant and so powerful to me, and I think it should be a lesson for all of us, and I hope in Mirza Hashem it should be a skula and a bracha for a schus refuah shlema for Zev's mother. We all know that one of the Achilles heels of the Jewish people is Tachnun. The only thing worse than Tachnun is Monday, Thursday Tachnun. I happen to think that Tachlon is beautiful, but I'm aware that I'm in the minority. And if you look at the words, Monday, Thursday, Tachlon is particularly beautiful. So if we'll just have some suspension of disbelief and we'll all pretend that we love Tachlon, so we know that on those days of Monday and Thursday, Kriya Satorah, at the end of the Kriya Satorah, we add special Yihi Ratzon. We ask for all sorts of things. Yihi Ratzon, we ask, Lahashi Veshchina Sabe Mehera. We're asking for all, and all the things we want. Yiratzon Hashem, please let it be. Yiratzon, let it be. Yiratzon, let it be. Then what happens? We all come together, we say Achenu. But in Achenu, we're also asking Hashem, Yirachem Aleinu, and take us. Mitzara Lervacha, Mefela Leora, Mishiba Legaula. Years ago, I heard a powerful shaila in the name of Rav Shach. What happened to all the Yihi Ratzons? It's polite, it's etiquette, it's appropriate, it's the paradigm. You're asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu for something, please, Yihi Ratzon. And we did that a second ago. A second ago, we said please after each one. All of a sudden, now we get together and now we're just a chazer. We ask, no derech eretz, just please, mefil yorah, shiba legula. What happened to Yihi Ratzons? Said Rav Shach, if you start with Achenu, thus is the gress to Yihi Ratzon. If we're truly brothers, if we're truly Achenu, when Hashem sees that, his heart's already been melted. The key to his heart has already opened it. Well, we, as individuals, please Hashem, Yihi Ratzon, Yihi Ratzon, Yihi Ratzon. But when we're Achenu, when we come together, that is the Yihi Ratzon. What parent doesn't want, is one of the greatest dreams of every parent, is his or her children should get along. Avinu Shebashemayim is no different. So this is the time of year, especially, we're all looking for skulas, just have to know where to look for the right ones. As a community, we turn left, we turn right, we know people are struggling, each in their own way. As if we needed it, Nebuch, there's a particular crisis now that we're all sensitive to. Let's try to internalize these messages. The Talmud Torah of Kelm, of being mechaber ourselves to the greater good, to be mevatel our own inadequacies. And if we'll come together as achenu, as true brothers and sisters, that should be the greatest, greatest schus for Zev's mother, she should have a refuah shleima. And for all of us, for our children in good health, success in their learning and their studies this year, for ourselves and our parnasa, our own Yir Shamayim, our own Shalom Bayis, all the things that make life worth living and that are never as easy as we might have thought when we were younger. And hopefully this year, as we come together, it should be a skula and a schus for all of us individually and as a kehillah, with hopefully only bigger, better, and brighter future ahead.